Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Because Juneteenth is now a federal holiday, more people are celebrating than ever before. The only problem is not everyone knows the best way to celebrate.
Walmart is under fire for selling Juneteenth products that some people say are tone deaf and insensitive. The products have been lambasted by many online after pictures of Juneteenth ice cream and party supplies surfaced.
The Children's Museum of Indianapolis is apologizing after backlash to a Juneteenth-inspired food item in its cafeteria. Museum offered the Juneteenth watermelon salad. The museum released a statement saying, in part, as a museum, we apologize and acknowledge the negative impact that stereotypes have on communities of color.
Oh, this shit pisses me off so much. How are you gonna make a Juneteenth ice cream, huh? I hope they took it all off the shelves and they got rid of it. In fact, I don't trust them. I hope they send it here to the Daily Show and I'll deal with it personally. Oh, every single one of those ice cream. And any other ideas they have for ice cream, they better send them here. What a random... What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, apart from the watermelon black people stereotypes, it's amazing to me how America does this. Like, they turn every meaningful holiday into an excuse to spend money. Like, that's part of the problem here. You don't need to sell things for Juneteenth. Juneteenth wasn't even a mainstream thing last year, think about it. But now already they've turned it into a day of merch. And look, I mean, I'm not hating, you know, we do it too here on the show. Yeah, I mean, this whole segment is brought to you by Taco Bell's brand new flaming Juneteenth gorditas. Taco Bell, emancipate your taste buds. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
What up, Roy?
What's up, man?
Good to see you, Roy.
Good to see you. Good to be here.
So,
good to be here, man.
Let's jump into it, Roy. What's happening in the traffic?
Let's jump into these roads. Real quick, though, before I do the traffic. Here's the thing about that watermelon salad.
Yes.
First of all, this is part of the problem with them trying to get CRT out of schools. Now they just slapping it on all the food and trying to sneak black history on you. In the middle of the damn day while you're trying to eat some salad. And that's just too much, man.
So you don't want a Juneteenth salad?
No. What I feel, dog, is that we tried with Juneteenth. We tried. We tried to celebrate it collectively as a group. It didn't work. You got to give it back to black people. This is just ours. And we'll just take it. And we'll just celebrate it by ourselves with nobody else involved. It's just certain stuff that just gotta stay black. We just gotta keep it black. We tried, we just get certain stuff. It's just for us. It just don't make a share. We gotta keep Juneteenth, gotta keep Kwanzaa, we gotta keep Essence Festival. We'll take Bobby Brown. And it's just certain stuff. It's ours. It's just ours.
So the holiday would only be for black Americans then?
No, it's not. It's our holiday. It's a separate, but it's equal. See, you're trying to throw me off. This is all I'm saying, man.
I didn't say anything.
No,
I just asked questions.
All I'm saying is that you don't have to put history in everything. The salad looked good. That's the thing that was so sad about it. It had the little feta cheese. It had the vinaigrette in there. You
that.
Didn't have to put Juneteenth on it. All you had me at watermelon. That's all you had to do. But it's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna do the traffic. You want me to do the traffic, man?
Oh, man.
Do we even have time for traffic?
No, we...
I've mean, it's traffic, man. If you live here, don't. It's messed up. If you know what that is, then you know not to go there. Don't go there. Back to you.
You may remember that President Trump had to move his big rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because it was originally scheduled on the same day as Juneteenth. Now, that was particularly awkward because Tulsa is the site of an infamous 1921 massacre of black people. But in a new interview with the Wall Street Journal, Trump says that he had no idea Juneteenth was even a thing, and that he polled many people around him, and none of them had heard of Juneteenth either. Now, I don't know why that's surprising. Of course, nobody around Trump had heard of Juneteenth. Look at the people he has around him. Look at them. Mike Pence doesn't even know what a cayenne pepper is. You think he's gonna know about black history? But to be fair, Trump is hardly alone. There are many Americans who don't know what Juneteenth is. And if you're one of those people, Dulce Sloan is here to explain it in her new segment, Dulcein.
Tomorrow is Juneteenth, the day we celebrate slavery officially ending in America. Or if you're Gone with the Wind fan, a day of mourning. Now you might be thinking, the end of slavery. So this is about the Emancipation Proclamation. Nope. The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 didn't end slavery. Slavery didn't even end when the Civil War was over in 1865. In reality, it took 2 months after the Civil War ended for the Union Army to get into all the slave states and free the slaves. When it came to giving out freedom, white people ran on CP time. But on June 19, 1865, a Union general named Gordon Granger occupied Texas, the last slave state, and declared all of its slaves free. He's an American hero. And he looks like the barista at my coffee shop. I'm gonna have to thank him next time I order a macchiato. And freeing the slaves in Texas was especially important, because although Texas was the last state to be emancipated, it had a ton of slaves. It was blacker than a family reunion in Wakanda. That's because during the war, a lot of slave owners shipped their slaves to Texas for safekeeping, knowing the Union troops couldn't reach that far. They were basically treating Texas like the couch cushions you hide your weed in when the cops come. Officer, I didn't know. I got this couch on Craigslist. It came with the weed. Of course, even though we celebrate Juneteenth as the end of slavery, it took many more months and a military occupation to actually enforce it. Because it's one thing to tell people they can't have slaves. It's another thing to go door to door like, hey, you paying these guys? Because if not, this better be a big ass sleepover. And all this still didn't free slaves in Union territories. That didn't happen until the 13th Amendment. Yeah, that's right. There were Union states with slaves. Imagine, living in New Jersey and being a slave, that's one human rights violation on top of another. Either way, black people in Texas recognized June 19th as the day they were liberated. They organized the first celebration of Juneteenth, then over time it spread as black people migrated. And today it's celebrated by black folks around the country.
Juneteenth celebrations have evolved and become a real way to pay homage to those who came before us.
It is a representation of our freedom where we can all come together on one street, close down the city to represent the culture.
You see, that's why Juneteenth is my favorite Independence Day. It goes Juneteenth, Independence Day with Will Smith, then the 4th of July. I'm not a fan of fireworks. Sounds like someone's doing a drive-by on the sky. So if you ask me, we should make Juneteenth a national holiday because everybody, everybody should celebrate the end of slavery, the beginning of freedom for black people, and the long march toward America's founding ideals. Also, we get the day off. I don't wanna be stuck in an office in June. Kevin keeps heating up fish in the microwave because he's a pescatarian, and then he keeps cooking all these eggs.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Is a really special day in African American history. And to learn more about it, we turn to Roy Wood Jr. in another episode of CP Time.
Welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. The month of June is a special time in America. It's the start of summer. It's the time allergies wreak havoc on our sinuses. And it's the month my hyperactive child is out of school and back in the house all day. The whole point of having kids is for them to be somewhere else. If I knew my son was gonna be around as much, I wouldn't have had him. June is also a special month for black people because it marks the holiday Juneteenth, celebrating when slavery ended on June 19th, 1865. Now, many people think slavery was ended in 1863 by everyone's favorite exhausted magician, Abraham Lincoln. But many slaves weren't actually freed until 2.5 years later, proving that even black people's freedom runs on CP time. So in celebration of Juneteenth, I'd like to talk about some of the slaves who celebrated their freedom early by escaping from slavery on their own. Slaves like Henry Box Brown, a Virginian slave who snuck inside of a wooden crate and shipped himself to Philadelphia, where he could live as a free man. The trip took 27 grueling hours. It could have been same day, but Box Brown couldn't afford Amazon Prime. Luckily, Henry Brown arrived safely in Philadelphia and turned his story into a stage act. Every night, Henry would climb into that same wooden crate to reenact the arduous journey that carried him to freedom, which was brave of him. I don't know if I could relive a traumatic experience like that over and over again. And I've had bad experiences with packages. Back in the day, I used to work for a moving company. One time, I moved all of a customer's possessions to the wrong apartment. My customer thought I was a thief, and the people in the apartment thought I was a reverse burglar. Everyone was equally upset. Another slave who took his freedom into his own hands was Lewis Williams. He actually escaped slavery not once, but twice. After his first escape, he was caught and brought to trial. But he got a lookalike to switch places with him in the courtroom. And by the time the courts realized what had happened, Lewis had escaped again. Although that lookalike was probably just a random black guy, if we're being real about it. Because Lewis knew that those white folks couldn't tell black people apart. Just the other day, I was mistaken for Forrest Whitaker, which would normally be flattering. But unfortunately, Mr. Whitaker owed this gentleman a substantial amount of money. He whooped my ass, Forrest. You owe me. But maybe the most heartwarming escape is that of William and Ellen Craft, two slaves who got married and decided to run away. Because Ellen had light skin, they hatched a plan where she dressed in men's clothing, wrapped her head in bandages, and posed as an injured white man. William then posed as her servant, and the two boarded a train north. Now, being on a train full of white men must have been scary, but I can only assume that Ellen practiced her white man small talk. Well, yes, fellow white person, I too am afraid of the sun. Yes, sunblock, 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 SPF, UV, sunblock, sunblock. So the next time June 19th comes, remember these stories of heroic slaves, which I plan to do at the Juneteenth celebration in Bloomington, Indiana this evening. Now, if you'll excuse me,
I have to get there fast, and airfare is ridiculous. But thankfully, Box Brown is an innovator. I'm Roy Wood Jr., and this has been CP Time. And remember, we're for the culture. Somebody come push me to the post office. Just need to get me a couple of snacks and some artichoke dip and some pretzels. I'll be on my way, miss.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Pharrell Williams, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you, and happy social distancing to you.
Thank you very much, my friend. This has been quite the year for many human beings, arguably the worst year for many, and for some, a year that many people have written off. Pharrell Williams isn't one of those people. You've said, I know it's 2020, I'm gonna stay at home as much as I can, but I'm gonna still do things, and do things you have. You have a new skin line, you have a new podcast and a podcast network. You've also got new music that you're working on, and I think, and then we've got some initiatives that are probably gonna change the face of how corporate America works. So let's start with the most important one, Rihanna's new album. I know everyone's waiting for the vaccine, but the other half of the country is waiting for Rihanna's new album. What can you tell us about it?
There's nothing I could say.
Damn it, Pharrell, I knew you were gonna say that to me. This interview is over.
Nah, man, because this is funny because once I get asked this question, then I feel like the other interviews that follow, they'll ask for more details of.
I feel you.
I'm just so not at liberty to say, but man, I can tell you that she's making some amazing music, and we're incredibly honored to be a part of that conversation.
Something I've always admired about you as a person is that, like, when you speak to be heard, and most of the time I find you listening. Tell me what Pharrell is doing in the podcast space. Why did you choose to jump into it, and what is the new network going to be about?
So we started out with Apple some years back and just took a little break from it. And then when we came back, it was like, man, there's so many other ideas that I can't do or be on. And I'm not, you know, quite frankly, not the right person for these things. I just wanted to, like, enlist really big personalities that could tell big and great stories. For the network. And then the reason why we're back at it with Other Tone for the show is, man, I've always seen my podcast experiences as crash courses into these other people's lives. So yeah. I don't want to have somebody on that I can't learn something from. Howard Stern's a genius. That's why he does what he does.
Right.
It's like the best, right? But for me, I use them as a opportunity and a platform for me to go to college, you know, in that person's universe.
Truly one of the most impressive initiatives that I've seen Pharrell Williams working on, and I know you worked on this for a while, was your program to reward and inspire Black excellence. Talk me through what this initiative is and how you're hoping to inspire Black and brown kids and young adults to become the leaders and the visionaries of tomorrow.
In a nutshell, we don't have enough of a voice in our country because we don't own enough. You know, and our dollar, our currency, the African-American and African diaspora dollar stays in its community for 6 hours. Why? Because we don't own enough businesses to keep our money and currency circulating, right? So it's our theory that if we can find a way to galvanize as many Black entrepreneurs as possible, then all of a sudden, the community you know, has proportionate access to education, proportionate access to healthcare, and proportionate access to representation and legislation. And so we felt like the best way to get that going was to launch these prizes with historic Black colleges and universities, HBCUs. You know, we are less than 13%, you know, in this country, and we're north of 30 million. But our influence, you would think we were half this country. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, when we start to have more ownership, we have more of a voice, and then we have more of the American pie, the pie chart. And that's literally what we want to do with Black Ambition. I'm like super excited because, man, these are the HBCUs. They need to be lifted. And I don't feel like the schools get the love and appreciation. The institutions, the Black institutions don't get that love.
Right.
Well, here's
right.
an opportunity right. for us to give them some limelight in this partnership.
There's also, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful movements that you've been spearheading, which has been the Juneteenth Pledge, where you've said, as Black Americans, for many, many, many decades, people have said, hey guys, why is Juneteenth not celebrated as a day when we can say that unanimously Black people in this country received their freedom? And some critics have obviously said, well, you've got 4th of July, and it's like, yeah, but for everyone to be free. You kicked off the Juneteenth Pledge, and you realized something really smart. You said, look, you may not get the government to initiate it, but most people work for a company, and so companies can make this a public holiday that is paid. How much progress have you made, and why do you think it's so important to do this?
Everything boils down to what we're buying, especially if COVID has not taught us anything beyond the fact that we haven't been selfless enough with each other and wearing our masks. It's also taught us that people are buying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so therefore, we have been more of a consumer base than anything else. And I think the smart companies are recognizing that. They know that the consumer base is paying attention, and they have opinions, and they vote, and they activate, if you will, with their dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So to see these companies come on and just jump in like that, that's just been great. I want to just tell you some of the people who have taken the pledge. It's Adidas, Nike, Levi's, Target.
Wow. Wow.
Walmart is coming. I'm going to say that right now. Come on, Walmart. Come on. Come on, Walmart. Because it's important that the big behemoths, you know, get involved.
Right. And I remember when we spoke about this a while ago, you were like, yo, man, we got to get your people involved. And I'm excited. We've been keeping it under wraps for a while. I was waiting for you to come on the show. But Viacom CBS, our parent company, so everything from Nickelodeon through to MTV, they're joining in. They've signed this pledge as well, the Juneteenth pledge. So we're getting all the behemoths involved. And so I hope you keep on pushing, man. I'm glad that we can be a part of it. And I hope that we can get as many of these corporations together so that everyone in the country at some point goes like, all right, man, this is the day when we celebrate the promise of freedom that was denied from so many for so long. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you guys, if you're paying attention out there, it's the JuneteenthPledge.com. You can go on. So, by the way, you don't have to be a big behemoth like what Trevor and I are talking about, because we want all the big guys too. But the small businesses, man, the thing is that I love 4th of July. I do. I'm red, white, and blue, you know. Burgers, hot dogs, like your chips, like who doesn't love that? Fireworks, it's great. But my ancestors fought in that war when they were not free, you know? And they fought in that war willingly. Like they wanted their, what should have just simply been their white brothers and sisters, but it was their masters at the time, for the most part. They wanted to see them have their independence. And like, the thing is if Juneteenth is the official day when all Americans were free, and shout to our, you know, First Nations brothers and sisters, because they haven't been treated so well. But Juneteenth is pretty much when everybody was supposed to be free. So I feel like it's something that all Americans should be celebrating, right? You know, because by the way, we were set free in 1863, but, you know, they didn't choose to acknowledge it until 1865. So you got to understand that it was long overdue then, and it's long overdue now.
I feel you there, man. Pharrell Williams,
Congratulations on everything that you are doing. Until I chat to you again, my friend, look after yourself. Stay grateful.
Thank you so much for everything, man. Everything that you're doing. It's awesome.
I appreciate you, my dude.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.